الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وصلي وسلم على سيدنا المصطفى وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم الهدى وقادة التقى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين وقال تبارك وتعالى فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان يقوم من الليل حتى تتفتر قدماه وفي رواية حتى ترم قدماه فقلت لما تصنع يا رسول الله فقد غفر الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر وقال أفلا أحب أن أكون عبدا شكورا أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
میرے محترم دوستو بزرگوں بھائیو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنے صحابہ کا مزاج بنایا تھا. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنے صحابہ کا مزاج بنایا تھا اور وہ بھی ٹیمپرری نہیں. When he used to say something to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, جب کچھ فرماتے تو صرف سوڈا واٹر کی طرح نہیں ہے یا کوکین کی طرح نہیں کہ کھولا تھوڑی دیر کے اندر میں پھر گیس ختم ہو گیا. It's not like a کوکین. جب کبھی انہوں نے کہا نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے وہ ہی سیڈ ٹو دا کمپینینز اینی تھنگ جب کبھی فرمایا. وین ایور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ ٹو دا کمپینینز they used to remember and they used to practice forever. Beshumar, there are lots of stories are mentioned in Hayat al-Sahaba. Itne waqiyat hai Hayat al-Sahaba is written by Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. Unhone is kitab ko likha hai 3 jildon mein. Youngsters, it's very easy for you all to study the Hayat al-Sahaba. Keep this kitab in your room. Rather than you always watch in YouTube, always you watch the Facebook and talk, rather you open this kitab in English. It's a very beautiful kitab, believe me. You will love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will love companions. Very beautiful kitab. When he completed the Hayat al-Sahaba, Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, jab Hayat al-Sahaba ko khatam kiya, Maulana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi farmate hain ki Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi ne khwab mein Allah ke Rasool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko dekha. When he completed this book, he have seen Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his dream. Farmaya, یوسف تو نے میرے صحابہ کی زندگی کو ایک جگہ جمع کر دیا ہے تو میرے صحابہ کے ساتھ جنت میں جائے گا. or Yusuf, Hadrat Imam Yusuf Sahab, the Nabi Sahib said to him that you collectively, or you brought together all the stories of my companions. Where? In one place, in one kitab, you will enter in Jannah with them on the day of Qiyamah. We don't know the value of the companions. Oh my youngsters, we don't know the value and the dignity and rank of the companions. Hame pata nahi hai ki hamare sahaba kaun the. Unki kya kurbaniyan hain? What was the sacrifice of the companions for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Main kaha karta hu, Yusuf ke dekhne waliyon ne pore kaate aur Nabi ke dekhne walon ne pure kat gaye. Those who have seen the Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, qattana aydiyahunna, they cut their hands when they saw the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. But when the sahaba have seen the akhlaq and good manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they cut themselves, they became shaheed in the path of Allah ta'ala. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sahaba. Ek baat aur sunata hu, agar samajh mein aa jaye sahaba ke bare mein. So our youngsters today, they must come to know the value of the companions. Hamare jawan ko pata chalna chahiye ki hamare sahaba ne kya kya qurbani di hai deen ke liye. Ek jumla sunata hu, Yusuf ko dekhne waliyon ne jab Yusuf ko dekha, they were conscious before that. They were conscious. Wo hosh mein the. Wo hosh mein thi. Yusuf ko dekhne waliyan hosh mein thi. Hosh mein thi. They were conscious. When they have seen Yusuf alayhi salam, they became unconscious. And they cut their hand. They don't know what we are doing. اور نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو دیکھنے والے صحابہ پہلے انکونچس تھے, پہلے مدہوش تھے, بے ہوش تھے, انکونچس تھے. When they have seen رسول اللہ they became conscious. اب ان کو ہوش آ گیا کہ نبی کون ہے. اب ان کو ہوش آیا, وہ مدہوش تھے. Whatever, whenever they used to see the beautiful stones, koi patthar dekhte the, to usko uthakar, usko samajhte the, ye mera khuda hai. The madhosh the, behosh the. Jab Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko dekha, to pata chala, hamare Allah to wahi hai, jisne mujhe aur anbiya aur rasoolon ko paida kiya hai. They were madhosh and behosh. They used to make tawab of the Kaaba, the men, daytime nakedly, and the women's nighttime nakedly. Itne behosh the. They were unconscious. Ki wo tawaf karte the deen mein nangi, aur raat mein auratein nangi tawaf karti thi Kaabatullah ka. Itne behosh the. Lekin jab Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko dekha, aisa conscious aur hosh aaya ke wo shahar ke shahar, sahara, jungle, samandar ko paar karte hue chale gaye. Even they were standing by the entrance of the jungle and forest, they used to say, the old darindo niklo, hum nabi ke gulam aaye hain, aaj raat yahan guzarenge. Sherni ja rahi hai, اونٹ جا رہے ہیں, فلا جانور, سارے درندے بھاگ رہے ہیں, جنگل خالی ہو گیا صحابہ کے لیے. میری بات سمجھ میں آ رہی ہے؟ They were unconscious. When they have seen رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, they became conscious. The life of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دیکھا تو ان کو ہوش آیا, یہ ہمارے نبی ہے. And where we are going today, we knew everything. This is our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the life of Rasulullah. Namaz is first. Roza is first. Ibadat is first. We have to leave all type of sins. We are still unconscious and we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam blindly. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam ko Allah ne farmaya, so and so places main apne pyaron ko dunga. This places I will give my beloved people. This place. So Musa alayhi salam came to the nation and told them, Allah said to me, ye jagah, ye Allah apne pyaron ko denge. The Musa alayhi salam's followers said to Musa, why don't say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you give us those places to us. Wo jagah hume de do. When you go and speak to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you must speak to Allah, give us those places which are you going to give your beloved people. To main is baat ko apni zaban mein, apne aasan alfaz mein samjhata hoon. Allah ne kaha apni aasan alfaz, dusre apni aasan zaban mein, main unko doon ye jagah jinko manno salwa diya. I give them manno salwa. Aur baad mein unhone lehsun aur pyaaz aur onion mangna shuru kiya, main unko ye jagah doon. Main to ye jagah unko dunga. I will give these places to those my beloved, those who are going to come and they will happily follow the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battle of trench, in the battle of Tabuk. Happily, they have no shoes, they have no clothes, they are hungry and they're tiding the stones on their stomachs and they go in sajda and they say, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Ye jagah to main unko dunga. Main unko dun. Ye jagah unko dun. I will give these places those people. That Musa alayhi salam tell them, go, the Qawmi Amalaka is they. We have to go and fight with them. What they said, idhab anta wa rabbuk faqatil inna hauna qaidun. Ay Musa, you and your Lord go and you must fight. We're not going to join with you. We're going to sit here. Hum to yahi baithenge. You go. Main unko do. Ye jagah to main unko dunga ke mere nabi elan kar de. Bahut lamba safar hai Tabuk ka, 900-800 kilometers hai. Kaun ready hai? Sare sahaba ready ho gaye. Haath mein talwar nahi, badan par acche kapde nahi, pair mein chappal nahi, garmi khajur torne ka zamana hai, khana nahi. Razi ho gaye. Ye jagah unko dunga. Wo kaun the? Muhammadur Rasulullah walladina ma'ahu ashidda walal kuffar. Unko dunga. So meri baat sun rahe hai? Qurbani is given by anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then the sahaba. Aaj mujhe aur aapko, we are sitting in a masjid. We got the beard because of the barakah of the companions, because of the efforts of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are sitting in a masjid. These are the effort of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aaj hum masjid mein baithe hain, ye barkat aur mehnat hai sahabe ikram ki. Hum roze rakhte hain, hum namaz padhte hain, hum ibadat karte hain, hum apni betiyan aur apne ghar wale sharm haya mein chadar pehante hain. Ye sab ke sab mehnat hai sahaba aur sahabiyat ki. आप कहेंगे यार ये तो बहुत बड़ी बात कह दी आपने, ये सब बरकत साहबा की है. Yes, the all the efforts of the companions of Rasulullah sir. मैं नहीं कहता हूं, इससे बड़ी बात तो अल्लाह के नबी ने बदर में फरमाई. In the battle of Badr, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh my companions, you must relax, take it easy tonight, go and lie down and sleep. We have to wake up in the morning and we have to stand in the raw to fight against the enemies. Go and relax. I'm going to go in one place, nobody enter there. Beside Abu Bakr, he said to his khadim, koi nahi aaye yahan mere paas. Aaj I'm going to connect myself with Allah alone. Aaj raat mein to main Allah se kya karne wala hoon? Connection jodne wala hoon. Pehli battle hai na, pehli battle. Allah se main apne taluq jodne wala hu. Koi na aaye. Abu Bakr, ha Abu Bakr ko ijazat hai. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He performed his namaz. He went in sajda. It was a longer sajda. Longer sajda. Longer sajda. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Kya keh rahe us dua mein? Ya Allah, I brought 313 people. These are my mehnat. These are my effort. I brought in front of you. They have no food. They have no shelter. They left the family. They left the property in Makkah. They left the family. Everyone's, they are here in front of you. You told them, I brought them here. Ay Allah, if you destroy them today, 330, fir qiyamat tak tera naam lene wala zameen pa koi nahi rahega. That was a mehnat of the companions of Rasulullah. आप तो मदोश नहीं है ना, आप तो बेहोश नहीं है, मेरी बात समझ रहे हैं कि नहीं समझ रहे है? बेहोश क्या? Are you unconscious? You understand what I'm saying? मेहनत सहाबा की. Our youngsters, they forgot the age of 15, age of 16, age of 17, age of 20, age of 25. The sahaba, they helped Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, they listened. They listen. Look at the Sahaba in the Battle of Trench. The Battle of Trench. Sahaba were hungry. They were digging the trench. 10 Sahaba to defend the enemies. Because of the holiday, chuttiyan hain, to main English mein thoda bol deta hu. Youngsters bahut aaye hain. Ye mauka hai na unko foran khichne ka. Main jo samjhana chahta hu. Because they उनको पास छुट्टियां नहीं होती है ना, no holiday, so it's hard to explain them. Very important. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is one rock we cannot break. Everyone knows that. We cannot break this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, अपने नबुवत वाले हाथ से कोडाल को लिया और उस पत्थर पर मारा. He took that kodal. And he hit once, he cast once on the rock. And what happened? It broke and the chakmak and light came out from the rock. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is smiling at the sahaba. Oh my companions, is patthar se mujhe faras ke mahal nazar aaye. Look at the iman of the sahaba. Look at the iman of the companions. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? I could see, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are you smiling? He said, I could see in the light the mahal and castle of the Persian people, of Persia. Where the Persia superpower, right? Superpower of woman. And he have no food. Sahaba have no food. They were hungry. They tied the stone on the stomach. Nabis, and they told Rasulullah, say, Rasulullah, we are hungry. We tied the stone on our stomach. Farmaya, tumne ek bandha hai, bhook ki wajah se. Maine do bandhe hai, bhook ki wajah se. You tied one stone on your stomach. I tied two stones because I didn't eat from 3 days. But Sahaba didn't say, how can it possible that you could see the castle of the Persia here while we have no food? नहीं पूछा कैसे होगा, फारस कैसे होगा, अभी तो खाना भी नहीं है, वी डोंट हैव शूज, वी डोंट हैव क्लोथ्स, एंड लुक एट द एनिमी सराउंड ऑफ अस, हाउ कैन यू गोइंग टू विन द पर्शिया. अल्लाहु अकबर. लुक एट द ईमान ऑफ द सहाबा. अदर साइड अल्लाह रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड व्हेन ही लेफ्ट द मक्का मुकर्रमा. When he left the Makkah Mukarrama, the person who was not Muslim yet, his name was Suraka bin Malik, following him. Because Abu Jahl, he announced those who chopped the head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring to me, I will give them 100 camels. Jo Allah ke Nabi ka sar kaat ke laaye, unko main 100 camel dunga. He announced that. Everybody spread it out to get Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's body. Allahu Akbar. Suraka, following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq farmate, Ya Rasulullah, ye Suraka hamare piche aa chuka hai. Suraka is behind us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne jamali aankhon se nahi, jamali waqiat Nabi ke aapne bade sune honge. And the stories of the Jamal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have heard so many times. Allah ke Nabi ne jalali aankh se dekha Suraka ko, sirf dekha. He just saw the Suraka. He was sinking with his horse inside the ground. He was sinking inside the earth. He says, Ya Rasulullah, forgive me. Forgive me. Ab main na tumhara picha karunga. I'm not going to come behind you. And I'm not going to tell anyone also that the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is here. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Suraka. Look at it. Suraka, a time will come. The Persian, the gold, the Kangan, and Bengal will be in your hand. Abhi to hijrat ho rahi hai. Hijrat. Aur wo bhi nikle nahi. Iz akhrajahu alladhina kafaru. They were taken out. They were chased out from Makkah. From Makkah. And he don't have the food. And he's living, walking, and he's going away from Makkah Mukarramah. He left everything. And what he's telling the Suraka, a time will come, the Persian Bengal will be in your hand. Was not Muslim, Suraka was not Muslim. The first person who was given the kingdom after Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Wo ek baat mein us din keh raha tha ek aadmi se, he has just 20 rakats of tarawih bidat. Suno meri baat. Meri baat suno. 20 rakat, he was saying to me, is bidat. 8 rakats only sunnat. I said, why? He said, Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that 20 rakats. Not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to me. If you could understand, and if you have the big heart. Bid'at always, person does, when the shaitan attacked him. Meri baat samjha rahi hai na? Shaitan jab hamla karta hai na, to aadmi, ji, bid'at mein jata hai. Yahan to shaitan did not attack the Umar. The shaitan was scared of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hadith of Mishkat Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, O Umar, qiyamat tak shaitan tujhse darta rahega. Tu jis gali mein hoga, shaitan us gali mein nahi aayega. Al Quran says, Allazina, kaun log, those people who follow the Nabi al-Ummi, yattabi'un, Nabi al-Ummi, wahi log hai. Kaun? Wahi log hai, Nabi ke sahaba. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the sahabi, he was the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So unka har call, her fail is not bid'at, is hadith of Bukhari Sharif, wa sunnatil khulafai rashideen, follow my sunnah and follow the sunnah of my companions. You understand me now? Youngsters, follow my sunnah and follow the sunnah of Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman and Ali. What will happen? Mahdiyeen. Khulafai Rashidin al-Mahdiyin, you will be guided. You will get the hidayat. You will get on the straight path how to follow the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will find in Sahaba. Fa'in amanu bimithli ma amantum bihi faqadih tadaw. If you want to believe in Allah, believe like a companions of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will get the guidance. That's why I said, keep the Hayatul Sahaba in your house. Youngsters, whole day in the phone, they have no time to study the Hayatul Sahaba, the life of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions. What Allah said in the Quran Kareem, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, la ilaha illahu ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Allah is alone. What is the proof? Inna fi khalq, straight away, inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi waqtilafil layli. If you want to prove Allah is one, look at the heavens, you will find out Allah is there behind. Look at the heavens and the earth, look at the mountains, look at the oceans, look at the air, look at the entire world, you will find out Allah is one. Allah is one. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi waqtilafil layli. You can see the day coming, the night comes, then day comes, the night comes, then day comes. This proving Allah is behind it. Allah is one. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. and Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's Rasul. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a Rasul of? Bolo, Rasul of?
Allah.
What is the proof? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ وَشِدَّاهُ Unke sahaba, ye inki daleel hai. The companions is a proof of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must bring the life of the sahaba in our life. We must study every day the life of the sahaba, at least one page a day. Talim should be happen in the house of Fazail-e Amal. Oh, the Hayatul Sahaba, especially for the youngsters. Abu Akabirin used to say in South Africa, in many places, the ulama said, and many of ulama said, for youngsters today is very important Fazail-e Amal and Hayatul Sahaba to study at least one page a day. You will see. Nekon ki sohbat mein baithoge to neki aayegi. Buron ki sohbat mein baithoge to burai aayegi. You sit in the company of the pious, the neki and piety will come in your life. The righteous, the good deeds will come in your life. And if you sit in the company of the bad people, the bad things will come in your life. Sohbate sale tura, sale kunat. Sohbate tale tura, tale kunat. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi said, I used to sit in the company of the dunyadar. When you sit in the company of the rich people, hey, look at this person, what a nice car, man. When I'll get the car? Inke paas dekho, kitni achhi gaadi hai. Mere paas kab aayegi? Look at his house. Oh, oh, oh. When I'll get the house? Look at the sofas in the house. So nice. When I'll get that? Look at it. Look at his business. Look at this. So that same thing will come in my life. The greedness, the his, the lalach, the greedness will come in my life. And agar main Allah walon ke paas baithunga, farmaya Abdullah Mubarak rahmatullah was a great scholar of hadith, the ustad of Imam Bukhari. He said, I used to sit in the company of the dunya dar. Then I used to follow them, and all the greed was coming in my heart. Then I left all my friends who was rich, and I started following the pious people, those who have nothing, but they were very close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. After that, I used to sit in the company of the pious people. The little money was sufficient for me. The little money was sufficient for me, and I was happier than before. Oh, my youngsters, today, oh, this person got the iPhone, new one. Why I don't have this one? This person got this. Why I don't have this? This is the greed of this dunya. And greed of this dunya will come in our life, will destroy us. We're not going to get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you want to get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh my youngsters, listen. If you want to get close to Allah ta'ala, you want that Allah happy with you, Allah pleased with you, then remember, you have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and pious people. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin, best action. Those amal which is normally bring me to closest to you. Then Allah will get happy. Otherwise not. Remember, I'm thinking, oh, still I'm young. Still I'm a 10 years, 20 years. Still I'm a 15 years. Time will come when I get old. I'll go in a masjid in my namaz. Do you have guarantee that you're going to live till 40 years old? You have any information from Allah that tumhari umar pahunch jayegi 60 years tak, tab tum taha tak dunya mein rahoge? You're going to stay in this world until you get the age of 60? Who knows that tomorrow a person can die? So many youngsters, they're driving, they make accident and die on the road. You have seen so many, the police chase them with the drugs. They had the drugs, police chased them, and then knocked another person, died straight away. Died with the drugs. Who knows this? That's why we have to start getting close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How are you going to get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Two things. Remember, please Rasulullah, you will please Allah. Allah said, Fattabi'uni, follow me, follow the way of Rasulullah. Allah will please with you. When Allah pleases with you, what will happen? Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. If you follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahi, at the time of death,
at the time of departure of this world, you will see the angel. They will give you the glad tidings of the pleasure of Allah, and they will tell you, you pleasing with Allah. Allah pleased with you. Udkhulu jannat mein daakil ho jao. Enter by the pious people and enter in jannat. That will be glad tidings Allah's angels will give us by the time of death. Remember, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرَّ يَرَى. میں تو کہاں سے کہاں چلا گیا. Started the way that Allah کے نبی نے اپنے صحابہ کا مزاج بنایا ہے. Not temporary like a soda water. If I tell you, mashallah, tahajjud, so much reward. I'm going to read for 5 days and then khalas. I'm going to miss my Fajr Salah also. No. Forever and ever, they used to listen anything. I always said, today the deen is in the kitab. Today the deen is in Bukhari. Today the deen in Muslim, in Tirmizi, in Quran and everywhere. Those time was no Bukhari. Those time was no Muslim. Those time was no Abu Dawud Sharif. No Tirmizi. Deen was in their life. Deen was in their life. The ayats and hadith of the eyes was in the eyes, in the ears, in the brain, in the hands. How to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Darul Uloom Deoband mein gaye, daur-e hadith ke talaba se pucha, hadith kya hai batao, hadith ka kya matlab hai. They said this. Hazrat ne farmaya, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab ne, hadith, the meaning of the hadith, to bring Allah's fear in your heart, bring Allah in your heart and bring the way of Rasulullah from the head to toes. This is the hadith. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.
Amen.
Follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my youngsters, very easy to live in this dunya, very hard to give answer to Allah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But if you follow the way of Rasulullah, very easy. Just change. I'm going to work today. I'm going to do my job today. Said, Ya Allah, you said halal, sustenance, also ibadat. Ya Allah, I'm going. When namaz time will come, I read my namaz. The whole day will become ibadat for you. Change your intention. Come namaz time to time in masjid. Come time to time in the masjid. Inshallah, the angel will make dua for you. The masjid will be witness for you on the day of Qiyamah. And the Quran will be witness for you on the day of Qiyamah. That's why the angel come in the masjid, Fajr time, Asr time, and they're watching who's in the masjid and who's not in the salah. And they will answer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They're answering every day who was present in Fajr, who was present in Asr, and those not present in namaz. They will say so and so person was sleeping. That's why hadith of Muslim Sharif, when you sleep and don't read Fajr namaz, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, authentic hadith, shaitan tere kaan mein peshab karta hai. The shaitan urinate in your ears. And some of the muhaddisun said, and the commentary of this hadith, you will actually find out, put your hand, when you wake up in after sunrise, you will see the wet, your finger is wet. That's a urine of the shaitan. And hadith, no doubt, aapko doubt hai, uftao Muslim Sharif aur hadith ko dekho, jo fajr nahi padta hai uske kaan mein shaitan peshab karta hai. Those who read fajr namaz, they carry the flag of Islam whole day. Those who miss the fajr salah, they carry the flag of shaitan whole day. Hadiths, I am my responsibility to deliver to you. Up to you, you have to give to answer Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Said, oh, who was Allah? To will come to know in our grave and the day of Qiyamah. So started following the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, Allah will make ease of our life, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.